What is it?
Jerry McCaffrey. Only been married 3 days. Please don't.
The steel pushed a little deeper into his flesh, turning the worm of blood into a steady trickle.
Don't talk lest we ask you. How many behind the door? The truth.
One. Just one.
We're going in.
Sure. Sure.
Baron Sharp stood about 10 feet away from Ryan and JB, on his way back from showing his guests around the more private part of his collection. It hadn't been a very successful visit. They had gone through the muddy animals, pausing in front of the large glass window, opening onto the expanse of desert where the hidden monster called Rupert lived in its own mysterious seclusion. Sharp had tapped on the glass, but nothing stirred.
One day I'll find out what old Rupert is really like.
Emma's fingers had tightened on Jack's hand, but she had remained silent. The door through to the rear of the private zoo was opened by Joaquin, who left it unbolted as they passed through.
By the three Kennedys, but that's a foul and noisome stench.
It was a sorry and dismal place, smaller than they had expected. The dozen or so iron cages held only 4 occupants. Once the visitors were inside the section, the Baron seemed to slide off into one of his withdrawn depressions, hardly bothering to talk about his prizes. A small woman, less than 4 feet in height, showed all the classic characteristics of the Stickies. Sharp poked at the bars with a broom handle, making her show her hands with the circles of suckers on palms and fingers. But the mutie hardly stirred, returning to a pile of straw in a corner where she lay.
Shit. Seen Stickies all over Deadlands. That one triple sick.
The next occupant was in even worse condition. He was elderly and squatted in a corner of his cell, his head shaking back and forth in a rhythmic swaying. As the Baron reached his cage, the man rose and started to pace up and down, brushing his shoulders on the stone walls at either end, leaving a smear of blood at every turn. His body was covered in suppurating sores.
What they call a scabby. Prime specimen of the type.
Oh, why don't you let it die like it wants?
Perfectly happy, you know. Oh, yes, nothing wrong with it. Fed and watered and kept dry. Seems fine to me.
Ah, yes, fine. This is a disgrace, Baron Sharp. I have read of zoos during the 20th century where captured beasts showed a similar pattern of grossly disturbed behavior, pacing and mutilating themselves, just as that poor wretch does.
Joaquin touched a warning finger to his lips behind the Baron's back, trying to warn the old man to be quiet. But Doc wouldn't be quieted.
No! This is a sickly and debased commentary on you, Baron Sharp. In the ancient days of ignorance and barbarism, decent men and women would pay a handful of coppers to go along into the lunatic asylums and bedlams and laugh at the antics of the poor demented devils held prisoner within those dank walls. It was a fine sport for a Sunday afternoon, but those times are long gone. I thought that they were long gone. I see now that I was wrong. Can we leave this foul place?
The Baron turned his cold eyes on the old man.
I decide when we leave. I might leave. Joaquin might leave. But it could depend on the lady whether the rest of you ever leaves. Let her think on that, and on what she decides to do.
The third occupied cage contained a pair of children, looking to be about 12 and wearing stained cotton shifts. The girls were identical twins and clung to each other as the Baron appeared in front of them.
They are mysterious. They speak a language so rare that no man can understand it.
The twins looked terrified. Big eyes turned to face their tormentor, who glanced at Joaquin.
Make them speak their mystic tongue.
The sec man was carrying a musket, and he thumped the butt against the iron bars.
Come on, speak up.
Hatch me, prilly, peachy, pro cracker, boodla, nasa.
There! If I could get that translated, who knows what mysteries it might reveal? The secret of how to transmogrify lead into gold, the fountain of youth, the grail itself.
Doc looked at Sharp and shook his head.
Those poor waifs are demented. Can you not see that in your own blindness? They speak only gibberish.
Nonsense, Doctor.
A smile crossed the Baron's brutal features.
I have just conceived a solution that will solve two of my problems in a single shot. You can pass the remainder of your days in the cage with them, and you will translate for me.
It won't happen, Doc. Don't worry.
If I say it will, it will!
Sharp's hand dropped to the butt of his Ruger. Emma faced him down.
You can say all you like, but if it won't happen, it won't.
Yes, well. This is a Doomy, of a sort. He makes prophecies, but none of them can yet be understood. Perhaps another task for you, Doctor.
The last occupant was a tall, slender man in his 30s, with a long, trailing beard that almost covered his nakedness. He seemed in both better physical and mental health than the others.
Afternoon, y'all. Y'all come to hear the latest news from God and his holy apostles? I can tell you that the bear will rise from his sleeping and his claws will strangle the lion in the west.
There! A true Doomy, isn't he?
And the crescent moon's going to cast its shadow over the sleeping two-headed eagle. Result will be piles of corpses that'll block the river of silver.
Second-rate Nostradamus. There have been fools making up mock prophecy since the dawn of time. Means anything you want it to mean.
And I've heard true gospel word that the crooked cross will lie broke in the snow while the thorned crow burns on the mountaintop.
Sharp suddenly drew his gun and, shaking, aimed it at the naked man.
Shut him up, Joaquin! Oh, my sweet Jesus, I will!
Ryan held the guard by the shoulder, the panga at his throat. JB was close behind him, the scattergun drilling into McCaffrey's stomach.
We're going in. Just say your name and nothing else. If the man inside asks what you want, say you feel sick. You understand?
Yeah, mister. Please don't kill me. Baron will likely do that when he finds out I let him down.
Right. The segment inside does what's sensible, then you both get to keep living. What's his name?
Robbie Ford, tonight.
The segman standing by the bolted back door that led to the open night snapped smartly to attention as the Baron and his party approached.
Everything all right, Ford?
Quiet as a grave.
Who's outside?
McCaffrey, sir.
Didn't he just get married?
Yes, Baron, he sure did.
Man should be with his wife, not out in the cold and dark.
Not long on his spell, Baron. Then he can get into his molly.
Well. Good enough. Then we'll go back inside, Joaquin.
Good enough, Baron.
And I shall ask questions from the Doomy woman. And you, Emma, will tell me the truth, or it's the ending for your friends.
Emma smiled at him with an oddly gentle expression on her face.
I've already decided, Baron. And I'll answer all of your questions for you, though the answers might not be what you want to hear in your heart.
Matters nothing. Good. Come on, quickly then.
The guard McCaffrey knocked on the door.
Ford, it's me, McCaffrey. I'm feeling pretty sick out here.
There was no delay or suspicion, and the door began to swing open. Ford looked through the widening crack.
Had the Baron here with the Outlanders only 5 minutes past.
Fuck it! Ford! The Outlanders! They got me prisoner!
Oh, shit!
Fireblast! Get the door, JP!
He knocked it wide and vanished inside the door.
Who the fuck are you?
Please don't kill me! Don't kill me!
Stoop.
Ryan could hear JP at work inside the door.
Shit.
Ryan left McCaffrey's corpse where it had dropped in the dirt, stepping quickly through the heavy sec door, pushing it shut behind him. He saw a dying man on the floor.
Anyone else?
Not so as you'd notice.
Shot sounded loud outside.
Best bolt that door then, Ryan. Though I don't reckon there'll be anyone walking around outside.
The room was more of a space off a passage, with two doors, both of them closed. His automatic sense of location told Ryan that one door would open into the rear part of the Baron's collection of muty creatures. The other one would lead them back toward the heart of the big house. The dying man was finally still, and the Vill was totally silent.
Well, so far so good.
I have no wish to enter into the more sordid and intimate details of